Good morning out there.
Good morning.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
So good to see you.
Good to see you.
Oh, this is so great. Thanks for being with us. Hi, Ann. Good morning. Dave and Lynn. Wow. Lynn, I love your fluorescent orange. We're gonna see you from far away. Hi, Larry. How's it going out there? You don't have to talk back to me. It's okay. Let me just get you guys all signed in really quick here. All right, and thanks for booking online. All right. Does anybody need anything or have any questions before we get going? You guys good out there? Okay. You guys good in here? Excellent. All right. At Michelle's recommendation and insistence, I am reading the book that we all need to read, and we're even going to have a book club meeting about this book, starting in November. It's so good. It's just called Breath. And Larry, you already know a lot of this stuff because of your breathing training. And we actually, all of you, know a lot of this stuff in the book just because you've been doing this class. You know it in your bodies. And it's very supportive. It's like mutually supportive, this class and the research and wisdom on breathing. So I just want to put that out there because it's so exciting and I can't shut my mouth about it. So I'll send you a message about it. Don't worry, very soon. All right, so let's breathe. Yeah? Thank you, Michelle. I'm going to say thank you every day for like the rest of the year. It's that good. All right, pranayama, deep breathing. Excellent for the lungs and respiratory system. You stand tall with your feet together, please. Body weight to the heels, arms relaxed. Suck in your stomach, lift up the chest. All right, now interlace your fingers. Please touch your knuckles right underneath your chin. Chin and knuckles stay together for the whole breathing exercise. Please, no gap. Now concentrate forward. Let's begin, please. Inhale slowly, elbows lift up towards the ceiling. Keep the chin pressing down into the fingers, elbows as high as they'll go. Exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you, bring the hands, palms together, and then elbows come together. Inhale again, separate and lift the elbows. Chin comes down at the same time that you bring the elbows up, hold at the top. Good, now exhale, breathing, open your mouth, push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Lift the chest up a little bit more, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, looks good, Kay. Three, four, very nice pace, five, six. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, push the chin, four, way back, five, six. Inhale again. Elbows separate and lift as you are bringing the chin down. So it's very much synchronized, all of it. Exhale, breathing, same on the exhale. The head goes back at the same pace, elbows come forward, and at the same pace that you exhale. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, that's it, Zach, six. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two, three, push the chin, four, all the way back, five, elbows come together, six. Inhale. Now lift your elbows up as high as you can towards the ceiling, all the way, eventually tops of the elbows above tops of your head. Now exhale, keep the elbows just that high as you bring them forward, Zach. Go ahead and try it. They might not stay as high, but you try. Shoulders relax, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, four, chin down, five, six. Very good, John. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three. Push the chin, four, look way back, five. Try to see the wall behind you, six. Inhale again, head down, that's it. Head comes down at the same pace, elbows lift up. Breathe in as much as you can until you see the rib cage expand to the sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing, keep the elbows high, bring them forward. Push your head all the way back. Try to see the wall behind you, neck bending all the way. A few more, please, in the first set. Inhale, breathing. Pull the stomach in. Lift up the breastbone towards the ceiling. So you take the deepest possible inhale. Now exhale, open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back. The elbows stay away from the chest, nice and high. They come forward and then touch each other. That's it. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, push the head, four, all the way back, five, six, last one, please, inhale slowly. Now, heels press down, away from breastbone, lifting up as high as possible. Exhale, breathing, one, mouth open, two, Three, push the chin, four. Five, little more, six, one more, please. Inhale, elbows separate and lift. Good, neck is warming up, Zach. Elbows as high as possible towards the ceiling. Chin all the way down, look straight ahead. Good, now exhale, keep the elbows as high as possible, push the chin back. Elbows stay away from the chest, nice and high, elbows forward, and then they touch each other. All right, change, please. Arms down to the side. Do your shoulders feel tight at all, Zach? A little bit, okay. They'll get better. When you do the exhale, you can try to let this just relax. Okay, all right. Second set, everyone. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together like glue for the whole breathing exercise. Focus one point, stand up nice and tall, breathe in again. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up. Chin down, Lynn, just a little more, please. Look straight ahead, there you go. Hold at the top. Exhale, breathing, push the chin slowly back. So the exhale needs to get a little stronger at the end of it. Suck in your stomach more, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, head down, three, four, elbows up, five, all the way to the ceiling, six. Exhale, one, now lift the chest, Zach, two, drop the shoulders, three, elbows stay high, four, little more chest up, five, six. Good, inhale, head down. They'll move, they're gonna be fine. Now suck in your stomach on the inhale so you see the ribcage expand to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing, push the chin with the knuckles. Open your mouth a little bit wider so you can stretch the jaw and the face, elbows come together. Inhale, chin pushes against your fingers all the way down until you're looking straight ahead, elbows up to the ceiling. Exhale, push the head, push your chin very strongly with the knuckles. The chin resists, elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, stomach in, four, five, breathe in a little more, six. Exhale, one, look back, two, three, look for the wall behind you, five, six. Inhale, elbows separate and lift. Go ahead, please. Now keep the body weight to the heels. Breastbone lifts up a little higher to the ceiling. Exhale, keep that mouth open, push the head back all the way. Look for the wall behind you, keep going. Push the head, look back, shoulders relax. Good, Larry, inhale, separate and lift the elbows, chin down. Now suck in your stomach. Center of the chest goes up as high as possible, elbows a little higher. Good, now exhale, breathing. Think of dropping the shoulder blades down, Zach, but keeping the elbows high. Push the head all the way back, look for the wall. Elbows come together. All right, everybody, two more, please. Inhale. Elbows separate and lift. Breathe in more, look for your rib cage at both sides of the chest. Exhale, mouth open, push the chin back. Yeah, you got good arms there on the inhale. Just think shoulder blades slide down and around, elbows stay high, and then come together. Inhale, last one, please. Push the chin into the fingers all the way down until you're looking straight ahead, elbows to the ceiling. Exhale, push the chin back. Shoulder blades move. You learn how to move the shoulder blades. Such good news. Exhale as much as you can. Elbows come together. All right, arms down to the sides. Very nice start, everybody. Can you feel that a little bit? All right, they'll loosen up. Hey, we gotta give it time. All right, so half moon pose, moving right along. Now keep the breathing in and out by the nose. All right, with a mask, without a mask at home, you'll just want to. I won't even have to tell you this once you read the book, right, Michelle? Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left several times back and forth. I'm sure I've told you, Michelle, my Sadhguru, the other yoga that I do, he's always said the mouth is for emergencies only. You don't breathe by, like, he's like, just don't do it. It's not a thing. Don't breathe by your mouth unless you're having an emergency. So let's say you start breathing by the mouth in class. Just back off a little. All right? Breathe by the nose. All right, you can come back up, stop in the middle. So that's your number one job. Realize that you're inhaling and exhaling while you're doing it. Then do your best, everything else. Hips a little forward, body weight to the heels, arms back and chin up. Now take a deep breath in, suck in your stomach, arms lift up, try to touch the ceiling, then slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the exact same time, push your hips to the left, breathing nice and smooth, all right, in and out by the nose. So if you go so far in the posture that you cannot breathe normally, back off a few degrees or a few percentage points. Gather your breathing, especially by taking a nice deep inhale and half moon posture. You're going to expand the rib cage, open up the chest, expand the lung capacity. So now push your hips a little bit to the left side beyond the center line of the body. That's it. Zach, keeping the body weight on your heels. When you inhale, pick the chin up a little bit, arms back, starting to open up the chest. You got it, Ann. Now you can come down a little more, but make sure you suck in the stomach. Keep the body weight to your heels and keep your left hip forward so both hips are exactly in one line parallel to the front edge of your mat. Then bring your bottom shoulder, right shoulder, armpit, chest forward towards the mirror, opening up the chest and the rib cage. Take a nice inhale, squeeze hands and reach. Exhale, come down, push your hips a little bit more to the left side of your room. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Just a quick reset, hips a little forward, weight to the heels, arms back, and chin up. When you inhale, breastbone, ribcage, hands go up to the ceiling, and then slowly bend your upper body to the left. Good stretching up, Lynn. Keep that lift of the inhale throughout the entire posture. So take a nice deep inhale by the nose. Just exhale enough so you can take another nice deep inhale. Exhale a little bit, and then do it again. Push your hips to the right side of the room, keeping the maximum body weight on your heels. So check, is my maximum body weight on my heels? I don't know, I better find out. Am I sucking in my stomach and trying to breathe in with my stomach? And this is excellent for expanding the rib cage. Now to create the stretch on the right side of the body, push your hips a little bit more. Squeeze hands, come down. Exhale and push once more. Inhale, breathing, come back up and stop in the middle. All right, next we do backward bending. Take a deep breath. Full inhale, head goes all the way back. Just let the head drop. Look for the floor behind you. Now, immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. You can let the head go all the way, and then, breathing normally, push the hands initially up towards the ceiling and then back beyond the face towards the wall behind you. So you learn to bend your total spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Push hands, Larry, so your arms straighten, even if it's more up than back. That's okay. Good, Dave. Now take a deep breath. Exhale, push your hips forward, push your stomach forward, push the thighs forward, standing tall with weight to the heels. Everybody reach back, go back, squeeze hands, straighten the elbows, try to touch what you're looking at behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up. It's happening, you guys, you're moving stuff. Take a deep breath. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Take your time, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. If possible, you keep arms up with your ears, chin away from the chest, and put your hands on the floor. Then once you're down there, a little warm-up is fine. Move your hips right and left, back and forth a few times. Just warming up. Suck in your stomach, let the upper body hang down. Yep, that's great, Zach. You can bend your knees a little more. Now exhale, breathing, sweep your hands around behind you. Scoop up the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side when possible. If you can't grab from the heels or you can't grab from behind yet, you can start out with hands on the floor in front of you. Next step would be slide the fingertips underneath the toes. Next step would be underneath outsides of the feet. So all of these are hands to feet pose, bringing you 100% benefit. Now, if you've got the heels, pull on the heels to stretch the body down towards the floor from the lower spine. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. Eyes open, hold it. Now, if you don't have the heels yet, that's fine. When you exhale, everybody push the knuckles down, the balls of the feet down, and try to flatten the upper body to the legs. Last few, push the knees back, hold it. Now bring your hands back around in front of you. Interlace the hands. Inhale, breathing, arms and head lift up, and you stand up. Take a deep breath at the top, try to touch the ceiling. Wonderful, arms down to the side, shoulders relaxed. Take a nice inhale by the nose. Exhale by the nose. I looked for the right kind of tape in my cupboard last night. I was going to tape my mouth closed to sleep. But then I decided to just lay in a way that wouldn't let my jaw drop, and it worked. Okay, second set. You're like, what is she talking about? That's insane. You'll see. All right, inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right, push your hips to the left. All of you are already trained to nose breathe, and we get better at it. So you're at some stage of that training, and it's probably one of the most important things you can do, because you can do it all day, whether you're in class or whether you're not in class. But doing 90 minutes of nose breathing while you are trying to do intense things, this is like the coolest. Push your hips to the left side. Lynn, nice posture. Very nice, even side bending. Bring the left hip a centimeter forward. Suck in your stomach. That's it. Now just hold it. Contract the muscles of stomach and middle inner thighs pressing together and weight to the heels so that you just stay there with a wonderful alignment. Come down a little more for five. Push your hips four to the left. Three, little more weight to the heels. Two, you got it, Zach. Come down. One, looks great. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, chin up, arms back. Weight to the heels. Take a deep breath. The whole rib cage, arms and hands go up. Try to touch the ceiling and then left side. Bend your upper body. Really, you're bending the spine. Can you tell? You're not bending the arms. You're actually not really bending the neck very much. We're bending upper spine or upper back and lower back. The neck is pretty much even here. Push your hips to the right side. Can you get any more body weight to the heels while breathing normally? Can you squeeze hands and reach a little more to the left while breathing normally? Bring the left rib cage, not just the shoulder, but rib cage, chest, armpit forward. That's okay. Opening up so that bottom armpit is going to stretch out even more eventually. Come down for five, stomach in, four. Breathing smoothly, three. Push your hips, two, just a tiny bit more, one. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, here it is, folks. Backward bending, not only good for the spine. Take a deep breath. Drop your head back. It's amazing for the spine. Immediately bring your arms back, but it's the whole body that benefits. Now, breathing smoothly, try to touch whatever you're looking at. Push your hands closer to that spot for 10 counts. Take a nice inhale, 9, 8. Inhale again, 7, 6. When you exhale, 5. Push your hips forward, 4. Straighten arms, Larry, 3. Push the arms behind you, 2. Try to touch the wall behind you, 1. Inhale, come up. This is great, you guys. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees. Put your hands on the floor. There may be a thought that occurs that says, that was not very good or that was not enough, but guess what I'm telling you? It was. Hands on the floor. It is so much better than not back bending. Everything that all of you did. All right. Go ahead. Sweep your hands around behind you. Grab the heels, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles. One of the things you do when you back bend the spine is move the ribs. Move the ribs. You have the potential to expand them and improve your lung capacity. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down. Stay here. You don't have to fix everything constantly, all right? You're grabbing the heels or you have hands on the floor. Now just notice the breathing. Press your upper body to the legs. That's it, Zach. Now you can push the knees back a little bit, straightening the legs a little bit. Hips up towards the ceiling. Yeah, just a little. And you can have less of your fingers underneath heels, just fingertips. Okay, good. Now, try to get your face to the shin, straighten the legs one more degree. Okay, now hold it. Breathing normally. Eventually, legs will be locked with upper body pressing to the legs. So pull on the heels, push your knees back. That's it, Michelle. Roll forward, weight to the toes, push knuckles and toes down, lock the legs. Nice one. Bring the hands back around in front of you. Interlace the fingers on the floor still. Inhale, arms and head lift up. Take your time standing. When you're up again, inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the sides. Stand as tall and as still as you can. Take a breath or two by the nose. All right. That was two of those, wasn't it? So good. Awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches between your big toes. 6 inches between the heels. Inhale, breathing. Bring your arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted on both arms, and the arms energize all the way out to the fingertips. Take a deep breath, please. Exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, stick your hips out behind you. So it's like you're sitting on the edge of a chair, and your thighs become like the seat of an actual chair, parallel to the floor. Sit down more, Larry, from the beginning. You're strong. All right. Now make sure you maintain 6 inches between the heels, between your big toes, between your knees and hands. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Now lift your chest up, lean your upper body back a little more. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. Yeah, that's better, Larry. Now second part, all the way up on the tiptoes, please, as high as you possibly can go. Suck in your stomach, lift your chest, your entire spine, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Now focus one point in front of you, eyes don't move. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Immediately, thighs parallel to the floor. Push your big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. That's it, John. Keep going, heels up. Inhale, chest up. Sit down a little bit more. Come up higher on the toes, everyone. Three, upper body perfectly straight. Two, heels up more. One, inhale, breathing, come up. You can do it. Heels down. Come up just a little bit on your toes. Bring your knees together. Now, this is a very slow one. Stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling and sit down slowly, keeping the knees together. all the way down. You can stand and rest. You can take a knee and rest. But if you try the posture, make sure the knees are together and feet are 6 inches apart. And you just go down as much as you can go. That's fine, John. Yep, exactly. However low you go, take a deep breath, suck in your stomach, stretch the top of your head up towards the ceiling. That's it. Take your time. If you can sit all the way down, great. If you can sit down 10% of the way down, this is also excellent. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up, keeping the knees together, all the way up, leaning against the imaginary wall. Right foot step back to the left, arms down to the side. If you can do 10% of what your mind thinks is a good posture, you will get so much benefit. The mind will try to talk you out of it a lot of the time, say, well, I didn't do very much, why bother? You just tell that to be quiet, okay? You gotta be stubborn with it. It's gonna tell you all kinds of stuff that doesn't help you. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. You can use your own stubbornness for good here. All right, exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach. Sit down, feet flat position. Hold it. All right. Drop the hips, Larry. You are so strong. You can do it. Now hold it there. Yes. Now stretch the arms forward all the way to the fingertips. Elbows locked. Lean back. Way back. One more. Drop the hips in the chair. Nice one, Zach. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stand all the way up on the tiptoes. Take a really deep lung ribcage expanding inhale and sit right down on the tops of the toes. Only 10 seconds. Heels up. 9. Knees up. 8. 7. Right there, Zach. 6. Now just push heels up. 5. 4. Stay right there. 3. Don't sit any lower. 2. Upper body back. 1. Inhale, come up. The shaking is a good sign. I promise. Come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Now you can take 10 counts to get all the way down there. 10, lift up the chest, 9, 8. This time, 7, you don't push the heels up, 6, 5, 4. But you try to lean, 3, against an imaginary wall, 2. Come on. So you can let the heels come up, sit all the way down, like just like this way. Yeah, that's exactly it. Exactly. Push the knees together, down and forward a little bit, exactly. As you get stronger, or in order to get stronger, you lift the hips up half inch above the heels right there. Hold it. Take a deep breath and come up, leaning against the imaginary wall. You got it. Just do your best to keep the spine straight as you're getting out of it. Fun times, isn't it? Right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Oh, my gosh. The challenge is so worth it. Next is eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. You got it. Your arms are right. Zach, just turn the palms out like this and bring the lower hand towards your face and grab the top hand. Okay. Sit down in the chair. Wait to the heels, everybody. Lift your right leg as high as it will go over the left leg. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. Right foot will go behind the left calf muscle. That's it. Just bend both knees. Sit down first, bend your knees, and pick your right leg over the left, over top. Yes, sir. All right. Now, if the foot doesn't wrap yet, take a deep breath and sit down a little more. Hold the posture however far you go in it. Try to have the hands directly in front of your mouth, pulling the elbows down. That's okay. And upper body back at the end. Please stand up, everyone. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Take an inhale when you bring the arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Does he talk? I can't wait to read the whole thing. I want to see if he talks about that. Left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down in the chair. It's kind of like a suspense novel. That's how badly I want to read this book. Left leg over the right leg. Yep. First sit down and then lift the leg. You're doing outstanding, Zach. Exactly. Uh-huh. And the foot may or may not go behind the calf muscle right now, but that's where it's headed. And in each of these postures, if you have the roadmap, which is what I'm saying, I'm giving you the roadmap, you just go in that direction. Sit down a little bit more, please. Pull the elbows down. Upper body back, a little more weight and to the heel. Change again. Good, come up. Second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands in front of the face. Now, ideally, the hands are right in front of the mouth. It's fine if you need to interlace the hands, but eventually fingers point straight up. Pull the elbows down, sit down in the chair. Go ahead, bend the knees. Sit as low as you can. That looks good, John. Try to stay down there. Lift the right leg over the left leg. Yeah, try to bend the knees and sit and stay there without standing up, which is definitely the harder way. But the harder way, when we do these postures correctly, always is the more beneficial way. Okay, I'm not saying hard for the fun of it. We're not making it hard just for the heck of it. But usually it's because there's a little bit of a weakness somewhere that we're challenging to make stronger. Sit down a little more. That's good, Dave. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Now just hold it. Hold it, stomach in, upper body back. Change again. Come up, feet together. Arms over the head on the inhale specifically. Left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows straight down. Suck in your stomach. Go ahead, bend the knees, please. Body weight all the way back to the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now try to stay down there. Lift the left leg as high as it will go. The lower you are sitting down, the higher you lift the leg. Then you'll just get more pressure at the thighs, which is one of the things we want in the posture. We're also getting balance. We're getting internal massage of the organs of the pelvis. We're getting massage of the upper arm, chest, lymphatic glands. All right. Sit down a little bit more, twisting like ropes. Upper body back just a little bit at the end. Very nice. Come up. Feet together. Stand tall. Inhale. Take a deep breath and stretch. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the sides. All right. Party time is next. I don't know, Zach, how much you've been warned about how every class is so different. Yeah? Some days you'll be like, whoa, I can breathe really, really well and I can do everything. And some days you can basically do one set of things and then you have to back off. And it's just how it is. All right, so just have fun, enjoy, do what you can do. Everybody good out there? Mm-hmm. All right. Standing at Dini pose, everybody, feet together nicely. Bring your right leg up, thigh parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath and then round the spine forward. Please grab the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, just a couple of inches below the toes. So the thigh is parallel to the floor. I'm just going to round forward and pick up the foot here. Now, standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. On an inhale, right leg, slowly, very gently lift up and stretch forward until your entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Standing leg remains locked, solid, concrete, unbroken. Take a deep breath, kick the right heel forward. That's it. Flex your foot back from the ankle. So one day, eventually, today or sometime in the future, right leg will be locked and parallel to the floor. Once you can balance there comfortably, you can bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Good, change. Undo the arms, stand tall, right foot down. All right, shift your body weight to the right foot. If you just do one thing, stand on one foot and breathe here. Left leg lift up in front of you, round the spine forward. Pick up the left foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Now, if you cannot reach the foot, stand on one leg, round your spine. You can start with your hands on both sides of the knee, then the calf muscle. Eventually, grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Inhale, breathing with the standing leg locked. Lift your left leg up very slowly. That's it. Upper body, that's perfect, Zach. Hold it and breathe, okay? You don't have to get the kicking leg locked right away. You just bring the body up with the leg. Then take a deep breath. Press the left heel out away from you at the same time you suck in your stomach. Eventually, you will get both legs locked. You're not only stretching the muscle, skin, fat tissue, but pulling on the nerves in the most beneficial way here. Suck in your stomach, turn the toes back. Hold here. 5, 4, 3. Standing leg locked. 2, 1. Exactly. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. All right, second set. Know your breathing above all else, okay? And all I mean by that is know that you're inhaling and know that you're exhaling while you are doing it. That's it. That's all I mean. Okay, right leg lift up, please. Take a deep breath. Round the spine forward. Grab the foot a couple of inches below the toes. As soon as you have the foot in your hands, you can inhale, right leg lift up and stretch forward. That is really the only thing I will pressure you to do for the whole class. I will put pressure on you to know your breathing. Everything else, you just try it, and I'll tell you the right way to try it. All right, but I have no care of how far you go or how much you end up doing. Now kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Very nice posture, Kay. To get a little more weight to the toes, I want you to take the back of your standing thigh right where it meets your butt cheek and push it up and forward to make the leg tall and strong. All right, that's enough, everybody. Right foot down, and you can practice that on the other side. Left leg lift up in front of you. Nice deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Round the spine forward. Reach for the left foot. And once you can pick it up, then fine. You can left leg lift up. Standing leg stays solid, concrete, like a lamppost the whole time. Mm-hmm. Once the leg is up, kick the heel forward. But take everybody the back of your standing thigh, right where it becomes your butt cheek, and squeeze it a little bit. Push it forward and lift it. This will keep the weight more to the toes. That's it. It's excellent for the leg nerves and leg strength. Once both legs are locked, you can bring elbows down. Hold here, three. Relax the face and shoulders, two. Turn all five toes back, one. Excellent. Change again. Left foot down, arms down. And you breathe. How are you feeling, sir? All right. So you can sit there as long as you want. The next step I would say is just try to sit with your spine straight. And then when you feel good, you can stand up again. Okay. All right. Standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out to the right. Grab your right ankle from the inside. And while you're sitting, just know when you're inhaling, know when you're exhaling. Okay? That's all you need to do. Don't worry about the postures. Left arm up in front of you. Palm facing forward. Thank you, John. All right. Try to have the knees together to start with. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Now charge your upper body forward on the left side. At the same time, yep, kick your right leg straight back behind you and up towards the ceiling as hard as you can until the foot comes up as high as and then higher than the top of your head. That's it, right at the ankle, you have a nice strong grip, but the rest of the right arm relax and push it back. Take a nice deep breath, take your left arm, slide it more forward, try to touch the wall in front of you. Bring the body down and kick. That's it. Standing leg lock throughout the posture. Charge forward and kick. Body down and kick. Kick up just a little bit higher at the end. Very nice, everybody. Change again. Feet together, arms down to the side. I know you're going to wobble and fall at times, all right? If you know that it's going to happen sometimes too, then you can just get on with it, yeah? Left hand up in front of you. Turn it out to the left. Grab your left ankle. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to try to stand on one leg. Right arm up in front of you. And then straight up towards the ceiling. So the arm is with the ear to begin with. Now, take the deepest breath you can. Try to touch the ceiling. That looks good, Zach. Now, charge your upper body forward on the right side. Simultaneously, push the left knee straight back behind you. You're doing great, John. You can hold from the outside and just wait for the leg. Okay? Wait for the shoulder. Wait for the hip. Good. Now, push the left knee and thigh up towards the ceiling to kick. Imagine, in your mind, you're going to straighten the left knee just a little bit. Maybe not all the way, but a little bit. The knee is going to straighten. That's it. Charge forward. Very nice. Okay, standing leg lock throughout the posture. Now bring your upper body down. That's it, Zach. Take a deep breath. Turn your upper body towards me and kick. Take a deep breath. Right shoulder forward and kick. Take a deep breath. Standing leg locked. Kick. And kick. Charge forward. Go forward and kick. That was great. Change again. Feet together. Arms down. Any questions? Anybody? All right. Right hand up in front of you, palm up, turn it out, grab the right ankle from the inside. So unlike your mom, Zach, he's natural at standing bow. She now is a natural at standing bow. Did you see her old ones? Yeah. Left arm up in front of you. But he's like, oh, no problem. I can kick my leg up. Left arm up in front of you. Palm facing forward. Take a deep breath. Go ahead. Charge forward and kick up for 20 counts. Try to touch the mirror. 19. 18. Take a deep breath. 17. 16, turn your upper body, 15 to your right, 14, 13, kick a little more up, 12, 11, standing leg lock, 10, body down, 9, 8, come down and kick, 7, 6, front arm Larry is good, 5, now stretch it forward, one more for 3, kick up, 2, body down and kick, 1, good one. All right, that's enough, feet together, arms down to the sides. Last one, left hand up in front of you, palm up, turn it out, grab the left ankle, holding from the inside, right arm up in front of you. All right, now try to start with your knees together. Right arm stretches up to the ceiling on an inhale, now charge forward for 20 counts, try to touch the mirror, 19, 18, 17, let the left shoulder back, 16, that's it, 15, now kick the knee up, 14, you got it, 13, left shoulder back, 12, right shoulder forward, 11, that's it, 10, take a deep breath, 9, 8, another inhale, 7, 6, body down from the left hip joint for 4, body down, 3, kick up, 2, go forward and kick up, 1, change again, yes, yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, and yes, is that all of you? Yes to all of it. All right, balancing stick poses next. You can step to the back of the mat so you've got room in front of you. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Inhale, breathing, step onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes pointed off of the floor. Now take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Bring your upper body down and left leg up so you look like a capital letter T. Keep your arms with your ears like glue, chin forward. That's okay. Charge forward so the weight ends up a little more to your toes. Suck in your stomach on the right side a lot. The very lower abdomen, suck it in, charge forward, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, come up, feet together. Chin up, arms with your ears. Inhale, step onto your left foot. Nice big step, lock both legs. Now try to touch the ceiling on the inhale and come down, upper body down, right leg up. So you look like letter T from the side. Every muscle contracted to keep the body in a straight line. Come down, leg up. Charge forward, leg up. Almost you fall forward. Weight to the toes and then stretch the back leg way back to the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Feet together, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the side. Your shoulders, Larry, and your arms are so much better. It's amazing. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed, chin up, please. Inhale, step onto your right foot. You can take a pretty big step when you're a beginner here. Big step. Inhale, now bring upper body down, left leg up. Come down, leg up, chin forward, leg up. Take a deep breath. Come down, leg up, a little more. Five, stretch forward. Four, try to touch the mirror. Three, left toes stretch to the back wall. Two, come down and stretch. One, inhale, come up. These are steady, you guys. Take a deep breath. Try to get arms with ears a little more. Dave, step onto the left foot, lock both legs. Doesn't have to be all the way. Just put in the effort. Come down on your left leg, right toes off the floor. That's it, John. Straighten the right knee. You don't have, yeah, there you go. Now come down, charge forward. Take a deep breath, suck in your stomach. Try to fall forward, go forward, reach forward, go. Stretch and stretch, inhale, come up. It's a good one. Feet together, arms down to the side. Yesterday, 2 days ago, a question from a student to me was, why doesn't everybody do this? But also in the same conversation, she said, this is so hard. And so I said, you just answered your question. This is challenging, okay? This is really, really challenging to find your weak spots and do something about them, mentally, physically, everything. Okay, but this is how you can be the most alive that you can be. So I love it. All right, step to the left side of the mat, feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step, arms down parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Now, turn the toes in a little bit, lock the legs. Inhale, stretch your spine up and then forward slowly towards the mirror or the front edge of the mat. You want to lengthen your spine, keeping the kneecaps lifted, legs locked throughout the posture. Take your time, go as slowly as you need to, looking forward. Now, when you cannot go any further, initially, you can just put your hands on the floor in front of you. Next, you can grab your heels, Zach, from the outside, stepping on the fingers. Just the fingertips is fine. You don't have to shove your whole hand underneath there for now. Now, if you've got the heels from the outside rather than behind, pull on the heels to stretch the body down. That's it. Roll forward, chin forward. You know, you never want to force this one, okay? But make sure the breathing is steady, and you do force the thighs to stay contracted when you have the knees straight. Pull the kneecaps up, and you put your mind there. Say, I've got to keep my legs locked. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down. Eventually, you touch your forehead to the floor right between your feet. Now, arms out and head up. Come on up, please. Right foot back to the left, arms over the head. And arms down to the side. I'm very interested in discovering weaknesses and transforming them into strength. And I'm talking on all levels of human existence, any level you can think of. Okay, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step to the right, arms down parallel to the floor. Stretch the spine up towards the ceiling, and you can take a wider step if you didn't touch the head to the floor. Go ahead, stretch up and then forward and then down. Reach out to the sides with your fingertips, fingers together and on the way down. I know it's a tiny thing. I know it's super tiny, all right? But guess what? Your neck nerves are pretty tiny themselves. Go ahead, stretch the upper body forward when they're out at the fingertips, all right? Now, if you can grab the heels from the outside with your legs locked, then you can pull on the heels to stretch the body down towards the floor. Total backside of the body stretching. Now, I want you to teach yourself something right now. You don't need to breathe that much in this posture. You need to breathe smoothly, but you don't actually need that many breaths. So try to slow it down. Stretch the body down and hold it. Bring your arms out sideways, head up, and slowly come up. You're training your own system when you do these things on purpose. Inhale, right foot back to the left, arms over the head, and arms down to the sides. Any questions so far? Am I good? All right. Triangle pose, Trikonasana. John, you're doing great. This is exciting. What's that? Yeah, for sure. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Take a deep breath. Big step out to the right, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Now, to set this up, take a deep breath. Push the hips forward, arms back. Good, Kay. Inhale, lift up center of the chest and turn your right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, you can sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Sit down, Larry, all the way. You can do it. You can do it. Almost. Now hips forward, arms back. That's nice one, Larry. Go ahead, tilt your upper body to the right. Every time, Larry, that's the setup, okay? It's so strong. It looks so good. Right arm down, left arm up. Push your right knee back just enough so you're aiming your fingertips between the big toe and second toe. Left arm stretches up to the ceiling. Now turn your head, please, so your chin one day touches the left shoulder, exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Throughout the posture, keep your straight leg, the left leg locked, left foot flat on the floor. Now take a deep breath. Turn and twist your upper body a little bit more like half spine twisting pose. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath, push your hips forward, kind of exaggerating more than you want to. Arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest and turn your left toes all the way out to the left. Sit all the way down so the thigh is parallel to the floor. And you could turn your right toes in towards me, John, just a few degrees. Yeah, a little more, a little more. Now go ahead, everyone. Hips forward, arms back. Tilt your upper body to the left. And when possible, John, you scoot your feet 2 inches wider. So just let the right heel go out to your right, just the heel. The toes are good. And you can let your hips turn towards me a little bit. Go ahead into the posture just a bit. Okay, now left arm down, right arm up. Push the right foot firmly to the floor. Right leg locked. Push the left foot firmly to the floor. Sit down more. Take a nice deep breath. Upper body up. Turn and twist. And upper body turns and twists back, opening up the chest. Sit down and touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. These look good. Left toes turn in. Inhale, right foot back to the left foot. Arms over your head. And arms down to the side. How's your breathing, Zach? A little more than last time? Yeah. That'll happen. All right. For so many reasons. You can try to figure out the reason, but that might just be 1/10 of the reason. That's another thing. We try to figure it out. Just breathe. Just do it. Okay. How are you guys out there? Any birthdays or questions? All right. Let's do second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. This is the aerobic kind of cardiovascular peak of the class. So take breaths by the nose, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up center of the chest, turn the right foot. Okay, your setup is really good. I want you to do it on the right side and the left side, okay? Go ahead, bend your right knee. I'll help you with it, yeah. There's some detail. We'll work on it over time. There's no rush because everything's good here. Okay, Larry, this is such a good setup. Now, just flip your palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Begin. Push the chin with the shoulder. I'll show you in between the sets what I mean, okay? Just go ahead, do your triangle posture now. Bend your right knee, Zach, and sit all the way down. You don't have to. Go a certain depth. Just see if you can sit down more. Push the right foot heel to the floor, making sure your step is big enough. Larry, nice posture. Upper body up. Try to touch the ceiling as you are sitting down and trying to touch the toes. All right, inhale, come up. This is what I mean, Kay. Once you come up from the right side, if you can redo this kind of exaggerated hips forward, arms back, it's going to help you with the hips. Specifically right now, the right hip. Okay, hips forward, arms back. When you try to turn the left foot without turning the hips, it's going to open up and stretch right hip. It might be really hard and or impossible at the beginning. Go ahead, sit down once you've turned the foot. Yeah, you can turn the foot and then sit down. Now, palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Push the chin with your right shoulder. Go ahead. It's these little tiny, tiny movements that make the hugest difference. That looks good. Push the left foot firmly to the floor, especially heel. Please keep a huge gap, triangle, between your left thigh and the left armpit waist. So you upper body actively lift up. Try to touch the ceiling. Hips down, chest up. Just think of it. Hips down, chest up. Turn and twist, Larry. That's good. Open up the chest. Right arm stretches up. Try to touch the ceiling. Inhale, breathing. Come back up, please. Stop in the middle. Okay, left toes turn in. Right foot back to the left, arms overhead, arms down to the side. Okay, does that make a little bit of sense? Okay. I know, and I realize that the right hip might make it harder to do the left side setup, but if you just try a little bit of it, I think it should help it. Okay, and I can help you with it ongoingly if you need. Okay, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum, pretty big step. Take a deep breath, turn on your heels to your right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in, 45 degrees, and left hip forward, so both hips are in one line. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and you go down. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your chest or abdomen, not the foot or the floor, please. Bring your forehead to the right knee. Hands land on the floor in front of your toes. If you cannot get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to get the knee to the forehead. Throughout the posture, keep your back leg locked, back heel flat on the floor, but you shift just a little more body weight to your front foot. Yeah, you can bend the front knee, Zach, all the way to the forehead. So you want to get right hip up and left hip down at the same time, eventually both hips in one line parallel to the floor. Keeping the chin tucked, straighten the front knee. Inhale, breathing, and come up. Take your time standing. Left hip forward, all the way up. Good. Once you're standing, turn all the way around 180 degrees or a little bit more. Make sure you turn enough. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now begin, please. Tuck your chin to the chest on an exhale. That's it, Zach. Bring the right hip all the way around. There you go. Perfect. Bring your forehead to the left knee. And if you cannot get the forehead to the knee, wait for it, Larry. Wait for it. Round the spine, round the spine. Reach. Go all the way until you have to. You have no choice. Oh, I'm going to have to bend the knee to get the knee and forehead together. That's so much better. All right. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows locked. A little more body weight to the front foot so you can get the right hip down and forward, left hip up. Now suck in your stomach, breathing in and out by the nose. Now lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale, breathing, and you stand up. Take your time. Try to keep the right hip forward, please, as you're getting out of it. Once you're up, turn and face the front. Starting position. Right foot back to the left and arms down to the sides. All right. We're squeezing it out, my friends. We're juicing, just wringing, I don't know, all the visuals that come up for you, but I always feel that in this one. We just squeezed out something. Mental, physical, emotional, all of the above. I don't know. Arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Right foot step out to the right. 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath. Lift your toes. Turn on the heels to the right. As soon as you get the hips lined up, inhale, try to touch the ceiling, and you can start, please. Chin to the chest. Look at your abdomen or chest. I know it will be a little harder to balance, but when we slightly destabilize the body, we get stronger because our nature right now and our conscious choice is to try to be stable, whether we're balancing on one leg or balancing on two legs. This is a two-legged balancing posture. Keep the back leg locked, back foot pressing to the floor. Now exhale, keep the chin to the chest, straighten your front knee before you come up, Larry. Lock the front leg. As soon as you can, lock it, lock it. Okay, now lock it all the way, and then come up. Keep both legs locked, Larry, as you're getting out of it. Squeeze the thighs together, squeeze them together, squeeze them together, push the foot down. That's better. Turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Aren't you guys glad you're not Larry? Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. All right, you can turn that back foot in just a bit more, Zach. Yeah, so that will bring the right hip around. Very good. Go ahead, chin to the chest, stomach in, head to the knee. Wait for it, Larry. Round the spine, stomach in, back leg locked. You can do all of it at the same time much more easily than I can say it all. Okay, I promise you. Your nervous system is quicker than my mouth. Much, much quicker. Keep the chin to the chest and keep your head on the knee. But when you exhale, just emphasize a little bit of that compression. Chin tucking, stomach in, push the knee with your forehead, all those things. Now, lock the leg a couple of times. Take your time to stand. Lock it as soon as possible, Larry. Straighten the leg, straighten the leg, straighten, straighten, squeeze the thighs. Oh, wow, that's good stuff. All right, turn and face the front. Right foot back to the left. Arms down to the side. Hey, you're doing it. Tree pose. feet together nicely. Here's the thing about being in the present moment. You're just, the brain is doing what your body's doing. Okay, let's do tree pose. You can stand on the middle of the mat, feet together. Right leg lift up as high as it will go, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. There's not any abstraction about how good it is or how far you should go or anything, right? The present moment concentration is I am grabbing my right foot or I'm trying to grab my right foot. I'm inhaling, I'm exhaling. Now let's say you have your heel to the top of the thigh. Then in your mind you say, I'm pushing my right knee down just enough to feel some opening in the hip and some stretch, but no pain in the knee. That's all you need to think about. Stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling. Standing leg locked, thigh muscles contracted. That's it. Yep, now you can drop the shoulders. Suck in your stomach, bring your right hand in front of the chest. Bring the right hip forward, Larry. Try to get both hips in one line. Okay, as you're bringing the hip forward, gently knee down. You're good. If the foot doesn't slip, then left hand up, palms together in front of the chest. Change, please. Bring the right foot down and arms down to the sides. All right, standing tall, left leg lift up. And grab the front of your ankle with the left hand and grab underneath at the toes with your right. You can let the left knee go up. Try to get the left heel to the very top of your right thigh. It doesn't have to go any higher. Once it is up there, you can bring the left knee down very gently and back to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Both shoulders relax. Very good. Left hand can come up first in front of the chest. If your foot does not slide or slip down the standing thigh, bring the right hand up, palms together as well. If the foot slips a little bit, continue to hold the foot, please. Change again. Left foot down and arms down to both sides. Now for toe stand, you start the posture in tree pose. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. If it stays comfortably in the top 5 or 6 inches of your thigh, look at the floor and slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. You can shift your body weight to the fingertips and slowly sit down on your heel. So you could just aim forward, Zach, a little bit with the right arm down and take your time, but make sure your foot doesn't slide anywhere. So if you need to hold it, fine. So if the heel stays up at the top of the thigh and you can touch the floor in front of you, then you're going to sit down. But if your heel's not on the thigh, back off and come back up. Yeah, come out of it and put your heel on the thigh. Take your time. It's for your knee protection, okay? If you're all the way down, right toes pointed, right knee down, stretch your whole spine, chest and top of the head up towards the ceiling. You can try a little bit. Hold here. All right, Lynn, very good. Hands on the floor, push the hips up, stand up into tree pose. Part of these postures is just discovering what body part needs you, what body part needs the posture. Please change tree pose, right foot down, arms down. Okay, last one, left leg lift up. So you might have some parts that are quite flexible and some parts that are quite tight. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward. And the postures will reveal this to you and to me. Oh, okay, this is flexible, this is mobile, this is tight. I gotta wait for the tight spots. All right, once you're down touching the floor, shift your weight to the fingertips, lower the hips down to the heel. Arms around next to the body, balancing on the fingertips. Any amount coming forward is good because it's going to help you stretch out what needs to be stretched out. It is a little bit different for everybody. If you're trying to balance, stretch your entire spine, chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Right hand up first and then the left. Take your time. Breathing normally. Yeah, that's it, Zach. And you can just hang out there. Hands to the floor in front of you, please. Push your hips up slowly and stand up in tree pose, everybody. Once you're back standing, look forward in the mirror. Change again, left foot down, arms down to the sides. All right, turn around, please relax on your back. Arms down next to you, heels together. Breathe in and out by your nose. Completely relaxing your abdomen. If you can lower your camera angle, Anne, a little bit for the floor postures. Looks like you want to do more standing ones, Anne. Okay, that'll do. That looks fine to me. Yeah, that looks good. Thank you. All right, here we are. So start with your heels touching each other, everybody, and your palms facing the ceiling. Then relax your legs and relax your arms so that you feel the feet, the toe part of the foot usually separates. So big toes will usually not stay together when you relax your legs. Very unusual, although it's possible. And then the palms, they probably won't face straight up when you relax the arms, but you'll feel them relax. All right, now concentrate on your breathing. Relax your abdomen. And concentrate again. I have observed over some years of doing this and watching people do this that we often get what I would call a stuck point. We get stuck about something. All right, maybe it's a body part. Just as often as it's a body part, it's a thought pattern or a frustration or a something that you, it's not exactly physical. What I've observed is when you face the stuck point, you look at it, you say, here's what the stuck point is, and you use the stuck point as a way to get stronger. Okay, now it might not be on purpose. If you just keep practicing, the stuck point will almost definitely work itself out with very little help from me, okay? But a lot of times the stuck point is where you have the most opportunity for change and growth. A lot of times the stuck point makes us want to not do the class, okay? It says, I don't want to. It tells you, no, don't, I don't want to. But the stuck points have the most potential, a huge potential for healing that stuck point, right? It has to be the stuck point that heals the stuck point. Why, right? It's almost like, well, duh, Anne, that's pretty obvious. Maybe. I don't know if it's obvious or not, but to heal the stuck point, you got to work with the stuck point instead of letting it say, oh, gosh, no, that's hard. I don't want to, you know? It's so interesting to me. So, and they'll change over time. My stuck point recently is different from my stuck point 15 years ago. We're alive and we're a process. So if you just realize they're going to come up, that's fine. You say, oh, this is one of those. Okay, I know what to do. Let's do wind removing pose. Right leg lift up. Grab your right leg. A couple of inches below your knee. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee straight down towards the right shoulder. Avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the body. Now just stay here. Breathe smoothly and keeping the head on the floor, chin down towards your chest. Eventually, the back of your neck will be flat on the floor. Pull the knee a little bit more and absolutely freeze. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace your fingers, thumbs crossed. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder or armpit, avoiding the rib cage if necessary. You can bring the knee slightly out to the left and then back in close to the body. So you get all the beneficial compression of the lower left abdomen from your left thigh. Now slowly bring the chin down towards your chest, keeping the head on the floor. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Pull a little bit more and freeze. Change. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Michelle, I'm having issues because I'm so used to seeing you in your bathroom. I look over at you. I'm like, I'm picturing Michelle practicing in her usual spot. Grab your elbows each other. A couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice tight grab. Compact position. It's like it comes with you, you know? Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. Now, keeping the head on the floor, slowly bring the chin down. That's good, Zach. Now, just relax your feet and ankles a little bit more. That's it. Suck in your stomach, bring the chin down, and you hold it. Change again, everybody. Arms and legs down. We rest in either Savasana or another rest position for about the same amount of time that we do each posture. So if you need some sort of thought of relief, like, oh, gosh, this class is hard, you get to rest doing absolutely nothing for half of the rest of the class. Mind will say, oh, that's a waste of time. I should be doing something. Well, you are doing stuff. You are absorbing the benefit of the posture. There is so much happening in these rests. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace the fingers, pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Now, your conscious mind that wants to solve problems, that part, we don't need it in Savasana. So it will often fight you a little bit and say, well, I should be doing something. And you say back, no, I want to use you, problem-solving mind, when I would like to use you, not just have you go shout at me all the time. All right, chin down, look down. Try to keep both shoulders equally on the floor. Very nice. Change again, right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up. Now try to interlace your fingers deeply enough so that your thumbs are crossed and your fingers are interlaced all the way to the base of the fingers. This will help you with your wrists, elbows, and shoulders. All right, both shoulders on the floor, chin down. Pull a tiny bit more. As long as you don't have any pain or pinch in the hip, you can pull the knee more to the shoulder. Looks great, Zach. Change again. Left leg lower, down, arms down. Immediately both knees up. Grab for your elbows. A couple of inches below the knees. Get a nice, tight, compact grip. That's good, Dave. Very nice. Now, if you can't reach the elbows, you grab somewhere else on the arms, but you're working towards the elbows. Now, suck in your stomach, even though the thighs are already pressing down on it. Slowly bring the chin down towards your chest. I want your eyes open, but look down towards your chest and freeze there. Change again, everybody, arms and legs down. So you rest again for about 20 seconds. Breathe in and out just by your nose. All right, next we do a sit-up. If you're having any back pain, you can roll over instead. But anyway, otherwise, feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, hold it. Keeping your heels on the floor, sit up. Grab your toes, exhale forcefully as you bring your head to the knees. All right, now turn around, lie down on your abdomen for cobra pose. Hands underneath the chest. You look like you're nice and warm today. Hands underneath the chest. Look, in a week, you're going to be so glad you can walk in here and just be warm. Hands underneath the chest, middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders, pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. Glue your hands, palms firmly to the floor. Looks good, John. If you have ability to slide your hands 1 inch towards the back wall, that would be even better, John. Okay, try that. Now, legs and feet together, feet stay on the floor, hips and thighs contract. I want your hands a little bit higher, Zach, up towards your shoulders. Okay. Take a deep breath. Lift your upper body up, please, using 100% back strength. Come on up. 90-degree angle at the elbow joint is the maximum. So you're not going to straighten the arms. You just come up halfway. Okay, that's very good. Push the hands down. Lift your chest up. That's it. Keep the legs together, feet gently pressing to the floor. Now elbows in close to the sides of the body. Stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips to drop shoulders down. Nice, Michelle. Inhale. Push the face up and look for the wall behind you. Change again. Chin on the floor. Good. Bring your arms down next to you. And turn your head to the right. The only thing about the bathroom is I can't see you exactly from the side. So now I can see you from the side. I can see how high you're actually getting up there. That's cool. Second set. Chin on the floor, hands right underneath the chest. And you could go still a little higher with your hands, Zach. Middle fingertips in line with tops of the shoulders. That's good for you. Okay. Legs together, feet on the floor. Inhale, breathing. Push your palms down, upper body lift up. Come on up. That's it, Lynn. Good, Dave. So much better with the shoulders. Keep your elbows in close to the waist. Inhale, look up. Inhale, legs together. Inhale, push the chin up. Elbows stretch down and back towards the hips for 3. Inhale, lift. 2. Inhale, come up. 1. Very nice. Come down. Yeah, it's happening, Zach. Chin on the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the left. They taught us how to use our arms and legs, but they didn't teach us how to use our spines. Think of it. Think of all. I think of being a PE teacher, honestly. I think I am a PE teacher, but I think of the public school PE teachers that I and my son, everybody, we've been exposed to, and I kind of want to be one, but the principal and the school district have to understand some things about what is physical education. Will you let me try some things out, right? Like, will you let me try some things? Let's breathe and learn to use our whole bodies. That'd be so fun. All right. Next is locust posture. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body until eventually pinky fingers touch each other side by side. And then you can bring your chin on the floor. Look as far forward as you can. Push your hands and shoulders to the floor. Now lock your right leg only. Lift your right leg up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, knees straight, toes pointed, that's it. Push your hands down, all 10 fingertips pressed to the floor. Bring your leg a little higher, please. Looks good, Zach. Right leg lower down. Relax the right leg, lock your left leg, and lift up the left leg, please. Knees straight, toes pointed. Push your hands down, Larry, come up, without any help from the right leg. So you can use your hands to help. Come up a little bit higher. And change again, left leg lower down. Very nice. Now for the third part, turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. You can readjust your arms a little bit, hands closer to each other, or elbows a little straighter. John, that's good. Fingers spread apart wide, everybody. Now inhale by the nose, both legs lift up. Inhale, come up. Inhale, go up. That's it. Push the hands down. Bring the legs up. Push your hands down. Squeeze the legs together. Everybody lift up just a little higher at the end. Change again. Lower the legs. Release your arms and turn your head to the right. In fact, in Calcutta, it wasn't until the 70s that the school name was changed from Ghosh's College of Physical Education to the current name, Ghosh's College of Yoga. It was physical education. There's a bunch of historical reasons for that, but how cool is that? Fun facts. I don't think they'll be on Jeopardy, but you never know. Turn your hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor, neck flat. Now, right leg locked, lift it up for 10 counts, begin 9, 8, looks good, Zach, 7. Now breathe by the nose, 6, without intermission, 5, 4, push hands down, 3, looks good, Dave, 2. Now lift the thigh up, 1, very good, right leg down. Now, before you do anything, relax the right leg completely. Lock your left leg, and now left leg, lift up, 10 counts, begin 9, 8, keep the knees straight, 7, looks good, 6, no help from the right leg, 4, that's it, Michelle, 3, toes to the back wall, 2, now lift the thigh up, 1, change again, left leg down, mouth on the towel. If your arms are in the perfect place, you can keep them there, but it doesn't hurt to try to get them closer to each other. Now, without intermission of your breathing, both legs lift up, 10 counts, inhale, 9, inhale again, 8, whenever you need to, 7, 6, push the hands down, 5, inhale, 4, legs up, 3, thighs together, 2, one more lift up, 1. Change again. Oh, nice one, Kay. They were really up there. Just kind of hovering, floating, so strong. Yeah, arms down, turn your head to the left. My mind went back to the weaknesses thing and turning them to strengths. I once learned very, very personally, certain people take strengths and try to turn them into your weaknesses. It's absolutely poisonous. I mean, it's destructive. It is soul destructive. There are people that take other people's strengths and make them into weaknesses, and I just feel like this class is the opposite, and yoga is intended to find the weaknesses and raise them up and turn them into strengths and awareness. And going from weakness to strength, you get insight. It's one thing to have a strength. It's nice to have a strength at something. It's lovely, but we all have weak points, and when we can turn the weaknesses into strength, we not only then get the strength, but we get all the insight of that process of transforming it, and more compassion, more understanding, and for ourselves and other humans with weaknesses. Yeah? All right. So yay for yoga. Full locus, chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand, thumbs with index fingers. Now legs and feet together, take a deep breath, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs, just like you're flying. Arms, head, chest, and legs. All right. So only eventually the pelvis or hip bones are touching the floor. So arms up, chest up, look up, chin up. Now, legs strong there. Squeeze legs together. Bring your thighs, T-H-I-G-H, off the floor for 3. Inhale, 2. Exhale, come up, 1. Change again. Bring your hands, chin, and feet to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Completely relax. Second set. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides again, like airplane wings. Thumbs with your index fingers, no space between any of the fingers. Legs together as one, like cobra pose. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift up. Come all the way up. I'll give you 15. Your main task, 14. 13 is breathing, 12. In the position, 11. 10, inhale, 9. 8, and looks great. 7, take a deep breath. 6, push your hands. 5, out to the side walls. 4, nice one, K. 3, take a deep breath. 2, lift up, exhale, come up. 1, and then down. Arms down, turn your head to the left. I just want to tell you guys something about this posture and me, which is just me. It's not everybody, but my mind, almost every time I do the posture, something in my system feels like I really cannot lift up. I really cannot go very high. I feel so heavy, right? It's like hard to lift my body up. It's okay that you feel that way. It is hard to lift your body up like this. You don't have to expect tremendous improvement in full locus posture. Just try it. Just come up. And do some good breathing while you're up there because it's super beneficial. Next is bowl posture, chin on the floor. Bend your knees and grab the feet from the outside, just a couple of inches below the toes, all five fingers together on each hand. Grab tightly enough so you can relax the rest of your arms, wrists straight, shoulders relaxed. Now, knees 6 inches apart. That looks good, Zach. Take a deep breath. Kick both legs up. Feet come up, both thighs press up off the floor, and you kick without intermission. Perfect, just like that. Now look up towards the ceiling, chin up. If your body weight went back to the thighs, roll forward onto the abdomen. Try to kick up more with your hips, upper thighs, and low back, not too close to the knees. Everybody look up, everybody kick up. Change again, knees and chin to the floor. Bring your arms down next to you, turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other on these rests on your abdomen, please. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Second set, begin, please. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside. The last of the spine strengthening postures. Now, like I said in the first set, I want you to, in your mind, first of all, kick up, not back, and try to use your upper thighs and hips to do the kicking, not close to your knees. Okay, go ahead and start. Kick up and look up. So I want you to use the lower spine, upper thighs, and butt cheek area for the kick. All right, this will let your knees take less tension. Look up towards the ceiling. You can keep 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between your feet. Roll forward onto the abdomen. Push your hands up with your feet so you're not fighting yourself. Let the hands go up. The feet, pull the hands up for three. Lift the chin, two. Inhale, kick up, one. Come down, please. Knees and chin to the floor, arms down. Turn your head to the left side. Okay, fixed firm pose. Please come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Just for a quick second. Then lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor right between your heels. Just make sure the feet stay straight, not turning in, not turning out. Now, if your knees or feet hurt, you can separate your knees wider, but make sure the feet stay right at the outside of the hips. Now, if you're sitting comfortably on the floor, hands go to the soles of the feet, please, and then you lean back. Right elbow to the floor, left elbow. If you're comfortable back here, then you can drop your head back. Top of the head, back of the head. Eventually, shoulders will be on the floor. Just get the elbows out of the way on the way back there, if everything feels okay with the knees. If you're already getting a lot of stretch, just stay where you are. And if you're all the way back, you can grab your elbows. Pull your elbows over the head and forearms into the floor. So next step, Zach will be here. Tuck your chin to the chest, yep, and just put an elbow down if it doesn't hurt the knees. Next step is just to drop the head back. We'll just hold one long set of this. You guys look happy. If you want to go further, Zach, you can get the elbows out of the way, bring the head to the floor, but you don't have to go further, okay? All right. Hands to the soles of the feet with help of your elbows. Come back up in the middle. That's great. Spine straight in the middle. Turn around, relax on your back. Are you feeling pulling or any stretching in the legs? Oh, this is a perfect stretch. Okay. Well, that's fine for now. I'm not pushing you to go further, but soon you'll be able to go back. I'll show you how. Okay. Oh, good times. It's great that you can sit like that, by the way. Do you know it's very, like, kids can sit that way. We just lose it. You still have it, but most kids, it just... No, human bodies can do this. This is how humans go to the bathroom in the real world. We don't live in the real world anymore. Go ahead, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up. We don't really interact with the earth that much. All right, we're going to do half tortoise posture. The point is if you do sit like that all the time, you'll always be able to. It doesn't just go away. All right, sit on the heels. Isn't that interesting, though, and kind of weird? Because most people in this culture cannot do that. Unless they work on it for a long time. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Sorry, Kay. Take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling and bring the upper body forward. I was just squatting on the floor with my feet flat if you didn't see what I was doing, because Zach can sit that way, but most people even your age can't do it anymore. I couldn't when I was 22 even. Okay, forehead to the floor, side edges of the pinky fingers to the floor. And I went over to Japan for a couple years when I was 22. Everyone sat like that. And I was like, I got to figure this out. All the 60-year-olds here are sitting like this. It can't just be genetic. I got to figure this out. So I did. It took about 6 months. Wrists up in the air. I'll take a few deep breaths. That's it, Dave. Good arms. Keep squeezing hands. Cross your thumbs. Arms slide forward. Try to touch the edge of your mat. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Arms and head together. Trying to keep the hips on the heels. And arms down to the side. Turn around. Relax on your back. And part of it was necessity, okay? Now, in Japan, like if you go to a department store, there's fancy toilets, blah, blah, blah. If you're out at a rest area on a highway or any kind of train station, there's just a rectangular hole in the floor for all of it, okay? So you kind of, you're like, oh, I better figure this out. And so you do. And it's possible. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing head to the knees. But that's what made me realize this is just a human thing and we just lost it, right? All right, we're going to go to camel posture. So stand up on the knees, 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Hands on the hips or the lower back, fingers pointing towards the floor. Now take a deep breath. Push your hips forward. Breathe very smoothly and drop your head all the way back. I don't care how far you go back. I care that you're breathing smoothly by your nose. That's all. Now, if you can go back halfway, you see about half of the wall behind you. Then right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. You got it, Zach. Just push hips forward, feet to the floor, and look as far as you can. Then the other hand comes down, grab the heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Try to flatten the feet, Larry, to the floor, ankles flat. Push the feet down, push the hips forward. Look all the way back. You got it. Now bring the hands back up to the hips. That's a good one, Zach. Inhale, push the hips forward. Sit back up in the middle, spine straight, and chin down last. All right, turn around. Relax on your back. Now, when you backward bend the spine, a bunch of other things happen. You help the joints of the rib cage where they mate the spine. You help them loosen up. All right, when you do that and when you breathe while you're doing that, you help the whole rib cage move at least as good as intended, if not beyond just normal functioning. All right, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, hold it. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing head to the knees. And that's part of why I'm saying any amount of back bend is enough. All right, stand up on the knees because no back bend does nothing, right? Any amount of back bend is helpful. Hands on the hips or lower back. Take a deep breath. Push the hips forward. Lift your torso up and then start the back bend. So you can push the knees and feet down. Good, Michelle. Breastbone and chin go up and then back. Take your time. Make sure you can see clearly where you're going, breathing smoothly. Then you can grab a heel, then the other heel. You can also keep your hands up on the hips if you can't reach yet and push your hips forward on an exhale. That's it, Zach. Keep pushing stomach forward. Push your upper thighs forward. Breathe smoothly. Look for the floor behind you. That's great. Now, take your time, keeping the spine where it is. Bring your hands up. Inhale, push the hips forward. Straighten up the spine, chin down, and have a seat. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. Any amount of backward bending is significant and important and benefits you. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, inhale, breathing, hold it. Sit up, please, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture is next. Please sit on your heels at the back of your mat, knees and feet together. And grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. You can use a towel if you need to so the foot is not slippery. Now, start with the spine straight. You got it, Zach. Tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, round the spine forward, bring your forehead to the knees. Automatically, the top flat part of your head will touch the floor. Then exhale, roll forward. Lift your hips all the way up like a wheel. You roll forward. Hips all the way up till the arms, elbows are straight. So bring the head, Zach, to the floor. Top of the head to the floor. Forehead to the knees. There you go. Now bring your hips up off of the feet. Let the arms straighten out. Bring your butt up in the air. There you go. Now you can walk your knees one by one towards the forehead or just stay here. This is fine. Grab the feet tightly. Squeeze your heels in towards each other, and sucking in the stomach, bring your hips up just a little higher in the air. Nice posture, okay? Inhale, breathing, come up, everybody. That's great, Zach. Bring your head up last, and release the heels. Turn around, relax on your back. I just had this quick flash of imagination, you know, if someone does a, like 100 years from now or 200 years from now, somebody does some sort of historical research on all those people that were bending their spines and breathing by their nose. Like, are we going to be that little, like, we're this little fringe, little, you know, tiny group of the world right now, or are people going to get it? I don't know. We don't know. I don't have any idea. Of course, I want everybody to get it, but feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, please grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head to the knees. All right, second set, sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling, and then begin, please tuck your chin to the chest, look at your stomach, exhale, and you round the spine. Bring your forehead to the knees. Go ahead, top of the head to the floor. That's fine, Zach, that's a good grip. Lift your hips up off of the feet. Roll forward like a wheel, arms will straighten out. That's good, Michelle, good start. All right, you may walk the knees right, left, or just keep everything where it is. And then make sure you have some moments holding still. Push the feet to the floor, heels in towards each other. Keeping the hips up to their maximum point, bring the shoulders a little bit away from your floor there. Good, okay. All right, change again. Bring the hips back to the feet, uncoil the spine, head up, and relax on your back. Spine-bending nose breathers, they'll call us. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head, inhale, breathing, hold it in for a second, sit up, grab the toes, then push the air out, head to the knees. All right, here we are, head to knee pose. Sit facing forward, right leg out, corner-wise. You can bend your left knee. Create pressure between sole of the left foot and your inner right thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab your right foot a couple of inches below the toes. Pull your toes back. Flex the foot from the ankle. And bring your chin to the chest, stomach, and put your forehead on the right knee. You can bend the knee up to get the knee to the forehead perfectly fine. Then push the knee down with your forehead, but make sure you turn the five toes back. Pull on the toes with your grip. And flex the foot from the ankle. You can drop the shoulders down just a little more, then see if shoulders will drop, stomach in. That's fine. Hold it. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Other side, please. Left leg out. Bend your right knee and push the sole of your right foot against the inner left thigh. Arms over the head. Turn your upper body to the left. You're going to try to keep interlaced fingers and grab 2 inches below the toes. So thumbs go underneath. There you go. Pull the foot back so your ankle flexes. Chin to the chest. Head to your left knee. And push the knee down slowly, but keep the foot turned back towards you. Suck in your stomach, roll into the right a little bit, right knee down. As long as the right knee doesn't hurt, you'll push the right knee and outer thigh to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now for stretching pose, bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for a moment. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath. Sit up. Now you can bend your knees initially to grab the big toes. First 2 fingers of each hand wrap around the big toe. Thumbs on top. So like this, you can slide them around the big toe. It's fine to bend the knees. Now, walk right and left, your hips backwards, 5, 10, even 15 times to get the legs straight. Everyone look forward, chest up. Take a deep breath, legs and feet together. Slowly push your knees down without compromising the pulling back on your toes. The flexing back of the feet from the ankles. And even the pinky toes you try to turn back. Now, if you can get your legs locked with all of that other fun business going on, heels will come off the floor in the air. Then only stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine. Suck in your stomach, tops of the thighs contract, hold it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Very good. Turn around, relax on your back. Good times. Good class, Zach. And that's not me saying that to you. That's all your body parts saying that to you. Yes? The lungs, if they had an opinion, they'd say, thank you, Zach. That was awesome. Heart, thank you, Zach. That was awesome. Kidneys, oh my gosh, Zach, that was the best. Yeah? Okay. So that's where all the good class is coming from. They can't do this stuff to themselves. They need you to make the body move this way so they can get oxygen and strength. And nutrition. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale on the way down, head to the knees. All right, half spine twisting pose is the last one. Sit facing the south of this room. Bend your left knee in front of you. Put your right foot flat on the floor, just crossed over the left knee corner. You got it. And then just cross that foot there. Just set the knee, though. Good. Now left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Keep the little elbow pit facing open, and then just turn their hand over. Now you can try to grab the left knee with your left hand, and right on the top of the knee, so the pinky finger touches the right ankle. All right, now bring your right arm behind you, sitting up super tall. Hand on your back, palm out. Take a deep breath, sit up a little straighter. Now turn your head to the right. That's good. Look to your right. Now you can bring the arm all the way behind you. Palm faces out and twist. Exactly. Total spine twist top to bottom. Inhale, lift the chest. Turn your head a little more to the right side. Eyeballs to the right, chin to the right. Hold it. Good. Now untwist, and we'll do the other side. Right leg under. Put your left foot flat on the floor. Heel right up at the knee corner. Two hips on the floor, right toes pointed back. Inhale, right arm up. Take a deep breath. Cross it over the left knee. Turn your hand palm down. So you're grabbing the knee, your hand, knee, and left heel, all three things together on the floor. Left arm behind you, hand on your back, palm out. Inhale, lift up center of the chest. Turn your head to the left, please. Look, not up or down, but just exactly to the left. Chin, not up or down, just exactly to the left. That's it. Now lean to the left a little bit so both hips are equally on the floor. Inhale, stretch the spine up once more. Drop the shoulders and twist. Untwist the spine. Excellent. You can relax on your back. We only did one of head to knee with stretching. That was the first time that was not on purpose. I'm usually, sorry guys. Well, it was a great practice. You got to move through the full range of motion, do two sets of just about everything. Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath and hold it. Sit up, please grab your toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, let's breathe together. I mean, I know we've been breathing together the whole time, but this is synchronized breathing together. So sit up nice and tall. Elbows locked, shoulders down. Focus one point in front of you. I'll give you a count. Let's begin exhaling. One, two, three, four. Exhale, 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 exhale. When I clap, belly goes in. Exhale, 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 exhale. As soon as you've exhaled, one, two, three, four, you release the abdomen. Three, four. Exhale, exhale, exhale. So the abdomen is moving in and out very quickly. Exhale, exhale, three, four, one, two, three, four. Keep your chest up, shoulders down. One, two, three, four. Now a little extra strength on each exhale. One, two, three, four. Try to exhale completely. Three, four, one, two, three, four. A little bit stronger, five. Keep the chest up, four. Shoulders down. Three, little extra strength right at the end. Two, push the air out. One. All right, take a nice deep breath in between first and second set. So elbows locked to help you keep the spine not moving. The spine very straight, just the abdomen moves. Let's begin. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest lifted. One, two, three, four. Keep your shoulders down. Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Exhaling on each count. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Eyes focus forward. One, two, three, four. Make sure you relax immediately. One, two, three, four. After each exhale, abdomen nice and loose so it can move. One, two, three, four. A little bit stronger at the end. Five, four, three. Good, Michelle. Two. A little stronger. One. Awesome. All right. Savasana is the end of the class. Very important. Go ahead, turn around, relax on your back. Zach, that was great. On behalf of all of your cells, thank you. Right, John? On behalf of every bit, right? Like, thank you so much. They would be shouting and celebrating. That whole thing was a party. That little voice up in your head says, I can't, it's too hard, why did I do this? Well, it's so cranky sometimes, you know. But the cells, if this were a democratic situation where the cells had votes and the brain had one vote, then you'd be in here all the time, right? They'd say, go, 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 take me, take me, take me. Anyway, it's so great that you guys are here. Thanks for doing class. Have a wonderful rest. Let me know if you have any questions at all. Okay, wonderful practice. I'm so happy to see you. Absolutely. And you'll be getting email, everybody, about the book club and that book, because it's just jaw-droppingly wonderful. So, Larry, did you have any questions? Are you good? I cannot unmute you. You have to do it yourself now, thanks to our upgrade. Can you say that again? You're breaking up. Oh, okay. It looks like reception is out. Okay, I'm going to end the meeting. Sorry to bother you guys. Have a wonderful rest. Let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.